This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Experts have been assessing the damage at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris after the fire that devastated the iconic church on Monday had finally been extinguished. The fire is uniting the world with various nations offering help to restore the landmark. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In New York yesterday, Cardinal Timothy Dolan could only imagine
what it would do to all of us if a fire struck St. Patrick's.
It was built in 1878. A sprinkler-like system was added during recent renovations, and the old wooden roof was coated with fire retardant. Washington National Cathedral's already at less risk than Notre Dame. Built in 1912 with steel, brick, and limestone. It, too, has been installing sprinklers, and the cathedral says D.C. firefighters come by to learn about the church's unique architecture and lingo, so they'll know where to go in case of fire. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French prosecutors have said there's nothing to indicate there was foul play involved in the fire, but 50 investigators are looking into it. And the French President Emmanuel Macron vowed Monday to rebuild the cathedral and seek international help to restore the historic landmark. And indeed, the European Union head Donald Tusk has called for the 28-nation bloc to help with the effort. A Ugandan state minister says his country would consider granting asylum to ousted Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court. But protest leaders in the country say Bashir must face justice. The Transitional Military Council, now leading the country, has said it will not extradite the ousted leader. Sudan's ruling military council says it's fired the country's top prosecutor. A statement by the council says General Prosecutor Omar Abdel Salam and two of his aides have been removed. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies are expressing deep concern about the safety of civilians in Tripoli as fighting moves from the outskirts of the city to the center of the Libyan capital. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Liz Throssell tells VOA her agency is in contact with Libyan authorities, working to guarantee the safety of those detained near the combat zones.
This includes advocating with the authorities to allow the relocation of vulnerable individuals to the gathering and departure center. As you can imagine, this is complicated by the severely restricted access amid this security situation. And to date, we have facilitated relocation of about 150 vulnerable refugees from the Ayin Zara detention center.
A Russian court has sentenced a Norwegian citizen to 14 years in prison for spying following a trial behind closed doors. Frode Berg, a retired border inspector, appeared Tuesday in a court in Moscow, the first one open to the public hearing of the trial. Russian authorities say Berg was arrested in December 2017 in Moscow after a sting operation. The 63-year-old Berg accused of espionage relating to Russia's nuclear submarines. A Bahraini court has issued verdicts in a mass trial, sentencing 69 people to life in prison and revoking the citizenship of 138 defendants on terrorism-related charges. Algeria State Television reporting the head of the country's Constitutional Council has resigned after weeks facing the ire of protesters. The television program Game of Thrones is at the top of its game when it comes to ratings, AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
The records just keep coming for the HBO fantasy series. The pay channel says the first episode of the final season of Game of Thrones has set a new mark. HBO says 17.4 million viewers watched Sunday's episode, either on TV or online. That is a record, topping the 16.1 million who saw the premiere for season 7 and the 16.9 million who watched that season's finale. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Top story of the hour, the French President Emmanuel Macron promised Tuesday to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years after a fire caused extensive damage to the 850-year-old Parisian landmark. He said the structure would be rebuilt even more beautifully. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.